This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم اهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي آمين يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي كفانا وآوانا وأطعمنا وسقانا والذي من علينا فأفضل والذي أعطانا فأجزل. الحمد لله على كل حال. اللهم رب كل شيء ومليكه وإله كل شيء أعوذ بك من النار. Praise be to Allah who has given us sufficiency, has guarded us, given us food and drink, been most gracious to us, and given us most lavishly. Praise be to Allah in every circumstance. O Allah, Lord and King of everything, God of everything, I seek refuge in you from hell. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will be going over some du'as of shukr, meaning what are the different du'as we can say in order to show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is something that we should know, meaning we should know how to express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because shukr is a form of worship. Gratitude is a way through which a person finds closeness to Allah. It is a way of drawing closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, when we pray, we are essentially showing thanks, because in our salah, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So we express gratitude. So the different acts of worship that we perform, one of the reasons why they have been legislated is so that we show gratitude to Allah. That is the objective. That is the purpose. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the most deserving that we praise Him, that we give thanks to Him, that we show gratitude to Him, because وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing you have, then it is from Allah. Whether it is the blessing of existence, of sustenance, of health, wealth, children, family, education, anything that we have, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every moment of our existence, we are receiving blessings and favors from Allah. So whether we are in a situation where we're very happy, or we are in a situation where we are struggling, we are in ease or in hardship, in every situation, every time, every period of our lives, Allah is deserving of praise and thanks from us, that we thank Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ, and He has given you whatever that you have asked of Him. And we ask Allah in two ways. One way of asking Allah is through our tongue, and to actually ask directly that, Ya Allah, grant me this, Ya Allah, grant me that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that. And then another way of asking Allah is through our state, through our condition, that when we have a need, whatever that need may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of that. He fulfills it. And if you think about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so much without us even realizing that we are in need of those things. So, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to enumerate them. You cannot count them. You cannot quantify them. There are so many. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Indeed, the human being is very unjust and very ungrateful. Allah is not unjust. Allah is very generous. We are unjust when we forget the blessings of Allah and we dare to show ingratitude. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very generous, very merciful. And we see that there are two types of people. There are those people who are beloved to Allah, and then there are those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. The people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves are those people who are grateful to Allah. And the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like are those who are ungrateful to Allah. And even among people, we see this, that those who are appreciative, people who are grateful, even among your children, among your friends, then you tend to appreciate them even more. And those who ignore the favors that you do, or the little things that you do, they ignore them or they take them for granted, then over time, you also get fed up of such people. So remember that gratitude is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves in His slaves. So we should be of those people who show gratitude. So how should we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's look at an example of a grateful servant in the Quran. We learn about Sulaiman alayhi salam in the Quran. Sulaiman alayhi salam was a prophet of Allah, the son of a prophet of Allah. He was a king and the son of a king. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him so many favors. And not just that he was a prophet and a king, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed on him special knowledge. Knowledge of different matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him kingship over an authority over not just people, but even the jinn and the birds. And he was taught, he knew the language of the birds, and he could even understand what the ants communicated with one another. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, he had many blessings. He could control the wind, and he was also very grateful. We learn in the Quran in Surah An-Naml, ayah 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he smiled out of joy, and he amused at the speech of the ant. We learn in the context of this verse that Sulaiman alayhi salam was once traveling with his armies. And his armies were not just of people, but also birds and jinn. And you can imagine how many, what a huge, massive army that was. And as they were proceeding, they came upon a valley. And there was an ant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled Sulaiman alayhi salam to hear, to grasp, to understand the speech of the ant, what the ant communicated with the rest of the ants. And that ant communicated with the rest of the ants that, look, Sulaiman and his armies are coming, so you enter into your homes quickly, because otherwise Sulaiman and his armies might unknowingly trample you. And they might destroy you without even realizing. So being informed about the speech of the ant, what the ant communicated with the rest of the ants, Sulaiman alayhi salam smiled. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا. He smiled, amused at her speech. And why was he amused at this? Why was he so happy at this time? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Sulaiman alayhi salam feel the blessings that he had been given. And Sulaiman alayhi salam felt the blessings of Allah on him, the unique, the special blessings of Allah on him. And out of that, he was so happy. And then he said, Rabbi awzirni, that, O my Lord, enable me that I should be grateful to you for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and enable me to do righteousness of which you approve, and admit me by your mercy into the ranks of your righteous servants. So we see that first of all, Sulaiman alayhi salam smiled, amused at the speech of the ant. And this has been clarified over here, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا. It hasn't just been said that he simply smiled, because a person can smile out of many different reasons. A person can smile out of anger. A person can smile out of, mockery, or a person can smile, out of pride. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies over here, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا. He smiled out of amusement, and he laughingly, and he was actually happy. And why was he smiling? Why was he amused at what the ant said? And what is it about the statement of the ant that delighted Sulaiman alayhi salam? It could be the intelligence of the ant and how concerned the ant was to protect its folks. And secondly, Sulaiman alayhi salam perhaps found the speech of the ant amusing, or something that made him happy, because it made him realize that even the ants knew him. And even the ants thought good of him and his army. So he was amused. Yani this laughter, the smile, was out of gratitude. You know, sometimes when you're feeling very grateful, you start to smile. So Sulaiman alayhi salam smiled. He was happy over here out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he made dua. He said, Rabbi awzirni, O my Lord, enable me. And this word awzirni literally means restrain me. Because wazara is to restrain, for example, an army. Yani keep them in place, not let them go here or there. Or for example, a group of people. So restrain me. Yani control me. Do not let me loose. Do not let me fall into pride and injustice. Keep my reins tight. And how? Rabbi awzirni an ashkura. That inspire me, enable me, that I am grateful to you. Grateful to you for what? Ni'matak, for your favor. And here, Sulaiman alayhi salam is acknowledging that whatever blessings he had were blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on him. So ni'matak allati an'amta alayya, those blessings which you bestowed on me, wa ala walidayya, and also those blessings which you bestowed on my parents. Why does he want to be grateful for the blessings which Allah gave his parents? Because the thing is that a person benefits from the blessings that their parents have, directly or indirectly. And wa ala walidayya, on my parents, yani, this is also a form of recognizing this is also a form of recognizing the favors that a person has received from their parents. So this is in a way showing gratitude to Allah and also showing gratitude to one's parents. So allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. And then he says, wa an a'mala salihan tardah, and give me the ability to do those deeds, those righteous actions that you are pleased with. Subhanallah. You see, a righteous action is an action that is done purely for the sake of Allah, and it is done in a way that is pleasing to Allah. Sulaiman alayhi salam was a person of knowledge. He was a prophet, and he had been given knowledge, different types of knowledge. And now he was concerned about what? Amal, action, work. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering guidance to you. Now, it's your responsibility to act on that knowledge. And if a person does not act on that knowledge, then that knowledge becomes an argument against the person. So Sulaiman alayhi salam is asking Allah that, Ya Allah, give me the ability to do righteous deeds. But what kind of righteous deeds? Those righteous deeds that tardahu, that you will be pleased with. Yani he's specifying over here that I want to be able to do those good deeds that you will be pleased with. Because it is not necessary that every good deed or every deed that appears to be good is pleasing to Allah. We know about the case of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the case of the reciter of the Quran and the martyr and the one who used to spend very generously in the way of Allah. And externally, these three deeds are all very good. They're excellent. They are righteous deeds. But these good deeds will not be accepted on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward these people for their apparent good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be pleased with them. Why? Because the reciter of the Quran recited Quran in order to be called a reciter. The person who used to spend very generously used to spend so that he would be called a very generous man. And the person who used to, who was a martyr, participated in battle and died. Why? So that he would be called a martyr. So those deeds, even though apparently they were very righteous, but they were not pleasing to Allah because they were not done sincerely for the sake of Allah. And so often it happens that a person begins something, with the right intention, but then halfway what happens? A person becomes more concerned about people. Are they watching me? Are they happy with what I'm saying, with what I'm doing? What are they saying about me? How are they talking about me? This shows that there's a problem now with the intention. So we should ask Allah that, Ya Allah, give me the ability to do those good deeds that you will be pleased with, that are acceptable, that you will be happy with, that you will reward generously for. And then he says, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ and admit me with your mercy among your righteous slaves. Subhanallah. He doesn't say, وَأَدْخِلْنِي فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He says, أَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ with your mercy, because of your mercy, out of your mercy, admit me among your righteous slaves. And where are the righteous slaves of Allah? In paradise. And this shows us that entry into paradise is not possible without the mercy of Allah. Which means that no matter how much good a person has done, it is not on the basis of their good deeds that a person can enter paradise. Entry into paradise is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. This is a beautiful dua. And in this dua, there are many lessons that we can take. First of all, we should understand the importance of this dua. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this dua, especially the beginning of it, two times in the Quran. One, in this context where Sulaiman alayhi salam made this dua. And second, in Surah Al-Ahqaf, where a righteous slave of Allah makes a very similar dua. It begins in the same way. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. So we should also make this dua very frequently, because this is the dua of a righteous slave of Allah who is grateful to Allah and also grateful to his parents. And secondly, this is also a dua of a prophet of Allah, which means that this should also be our dua. This should also be our dua. We should also make the same dua that, Ya Allah, give me the ability to be grateful to you. Secondly, we see over here that we're asking Allah for the ability to be grateful. Because really, a person cannot feel grateful without the tawfiq of Allah. Sometimes a person is surrounded by blessings. They have so many good things in their life, but they're unable to see any of them. They're unable to appreciate any of them. They're not happy with what they have been given because they're focused on what they do not have right now, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept away from them for a wisdom, for some reason that He is knowing of. So we should ask Allah that, Ya Allah, give me the ability to be grateful. And you see, gratitude is extremely important for our mental well-being, for our spiritual health, for our relationships. If a person is not grateful, then what happens? The negative thoughts And that feeling that, oh, I have nothing, or I still don't have this, I still don't have that, this negativity would eat them up from the inside. A person cannot function well. So gratitude is essential for our mental well-being. Also, spiritually, gratitude is essential for us because our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about what? It's about gratitude. We praise Allah, we do different good deeds, we show obedience to Allah. Why? Because we are grateful to Allah. Allah has created us. Allah has given us so much. So we show gratitude to Allah. And if a person does not feel grateful to Allah, then that person is not able to obey Allah. The joy of ibadah departs. So we need gratitude for our mental well-being, for our spiritual well-being, and also for our relationships, any good relationships with people. So for example, if a person is not appreciative of their children's efforts, then what will happen? They will always focus on what their child is not doing or what their child is doing wrong. And when they will constantly point out, you are bad at this, you are not doing this, you made this mistake again, constantly focusing on the negatives, what will happen? Their own children will begin to dislike them. Subhanallah. And it goes the other way as well. Within the husband and wife also, their relationship also, it improves so much when there is gratitude on the part of both parties. And when there is ingratitude, the relationship is ruined. So we should ask Allah that, Ya Allah, give me the ability to be grateful. You might think that I am very grateful, that I am grateful, alhamdulillah. I'm not negative. I'm very grateful to Allah. I'm very grateful to my family, to my spouse, to my children, to my parents, etc. Okay, good. You can be even more grateful. So ask Allah for the ability to be grateful. Thirdly, we see in this dua that whatever blessings we have, all of them are from Allah. Any good thing that you enjoy in your life, any good thing at all, whether it is fast internet, or it is the ability to hear, or it is food that you can order from your phone, or it is food that you are enjoying at your table, anything that we have, a blessing that we recognize, a blessing that we do not recognize, everything we have is from Allah. And these blessings are many, and they're exclusively from Him. And even when we receive a favor through someone. So for example, somebody gives you a gift, okay? Let's say somebody gives you a gift of money, all right? Why did they give it to you? How did they give it to you? Why did they think of giving it to you? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that feeling in their heart to be generous to you. So ultimately, every blessing that we receive, every good thing we enjoy, is coming from who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we learn from this dua that we should be grateful to Allah and also to our parents because we receive so many blessings through them. And really, if you begin to calculate how much your parents have spent on you before even you were born, from the time before your birth, how much they spent. So often, it happens that before even a child is born, parents begin to save money, right, for their child. The child is not even going to school. It's still an infant, and parents are saving money for his or her university education. Subhanallah. Sometimes parents have to spend so much to get, a treatment or some kind of treatment or something in order to have children, and then birthing, and then afterwards, how much parents spend on their children. And then if these parents are also righteous Muslim, who teach you how to pray, who teach you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who send you to a place where you can learn your deen, then how many blessings we have received from our parents. So we should be grateful to Allah, and we should also be grateful to our parents. And then we learn in this dua that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to do those deeds that are pleasing to Him. And he asked Allah that, Ya Allah, grant me wisdom. Give me the ability to make the best decisions, to do the best deeds, to make best use of my time. Because sometimes, a person has so many opportunities before them to do something good, but they don't realize. They do not realize. Or sometimes they realize, but they don't have the willingness. Or sometimes they even have the willingness. They want to, but they're not able to. They're not able to because there's something else that is more urgent, or there's something else that prevents them. So ask Allah for the ability to do good deeds, especially those good deeds which are pleasing to Him, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with. So we should make dua, especially in the morning after Fajr. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'an wa amalan mutaqabbalan wa rizqan tayyiba. That, oh Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge and deeds that are accepted and sustenance that is pure. Now, as we're talking about gratitude today, let's review the meaning of gratitude, the meaning of shukr. What exactly is shukr? Remember that shukr is to recall a blessing and then manifest it. So first of all, you recall a blessing. Sometimes a blessing can be before you and you see it and you recognize that, yes, it's a blessing. You think of it as a blessing. And then other times there are blessings that are not, right in front of you, or maybe they're not in a tangible form. So you recall it. You think of it in your mind. Or even if something is in front of you, you recall that, yes, this thing is a blessing of Allah, right? This table that I have, this computer that I have, the software that I have, the food that I had, the phone that I have, the ability to see with my eyes, the ability to speak, the ability to listen, the ability to read, the ability to see different colors, the ability to breathe, the fresh air. Shukr begins with what? Recall, that you recall a blessing. Okay. And secondly, you manifest it. You show it. You show it in the sense that you use it. Not that you hide it away and you pretend that it does not exist. The opposite of shukr is ingratitude. And ingratitude is that a person forgets a blessing, does not think of it, does not recall it, does not remember it. And then a person hides it. And he hides it in the sense that they don't show it, they don't use it, they don't benefit from it, so they pretend like it does not exist. They don't mention it. And shukr is also to be content. Shukr also means to be content with a little. So for example, farasun shakur, an animal that is shakur, a horse, is a horse that suffices on little food also. And even though it's not eating a lot, it's still looking healthy. All right. So the blessing of the little food is visible. The favor of the little food is visible on the horse. Then shukr is also to mention the bestower of favor, the bestower of blessing, a great deal. Shukr includes that you mention the giver of the gift, and that you mention them a lot. You mention a great deal. So aynun shakra, aynun eye, shakra, is an eye that weeps a lot. Okay, so someone who is grateful is someone who mentions the giver of the gift a lot. So if we're grateful to Allah, this means that we should mention Allah a lot. And shukr, remember, it's to recall a blessing and then show it. How do you show it? How do you show the effect of the blessing? Ibn al-Qayyim says that it is to mention the blessing on the tongue. And when you talk about the blessing, you're showing the blessing, right? So for example, you got a new phone and it's there. When you mention it, for example, to your sister, Alhamdulillah, I got a new phone. Alhamdulillah, I got such a good deal. Alhamdulillah, this phone is amazing. Alhamdulillah. You mention it, right? You mention the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you something. This is dhuhur. This is manifesting the blessing on your tongue. Secondly, Ibn al-Qayyim says that it is also to show it in the heart. How do you show it in the heart? In the sense that you feel love and appreciation in your heart for the one who has given the gift to you. So you don't just verbally express it, you also emote, and you also allow yourself to feel the emotions of love and happiness and joy. And then thirdly, shukr also includes that you show obedience with your limbs. With your limbs, that now you become more obedient to Allah. So for example, you receive very good news. So you fall into sajda shukr. You receive, something that really delights you. You go and give sadaqah, right? You go, you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, or you increase in your good deeds. And remember that every act of worship is essentially shukr. This is why some ulama, they say salah is shukr. Fasting is a form of shukr. Every good deed that you do for the sake of Allah is a form of shukr. And alhamdulillah, to say alhamdulillah, that is also shukr. So shukr, remember, it has many components in it. First of all, shukr includes that you acknowledge the gift of the giver. Secondly, it includes that you praise the giver. Thirdly, it includes that you love the giver. Fourthly, it includes that you show humility before the giver. And five, it includes that you use the gift in what the giver loves, not in what the giver dislikes. If Allah has given you a blessing, you use it in a good way, not in a way that is displeasing to Allah. Now, we are talking about being grateful to Allah. Well, what are the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on us? There are too many to count. We learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on us many blessings, external and internal, any outside of our bodies and also inside of us. Blessings that are visible and also blessings that are hidden. Blessings that are tangible and blessings that are intangible. So there are so many blessings of Allah that we cannot enumerate them. We cannot even perceive all of them. And Ibn al-Qayyim says that there are three kinds of blessings. Yani you can divide the blessings of Allah into three categories. First of all, those blessings which you have acquired, which you have already received, and you know them, you recognize them, you acknowledge that they are Allah's blessings. So for example, the fact that Allah created you, the fact that Allah gave you the blessing of Islam, Allah gave you a family, etc. Secondly, there are those blessings which you are awaiting and you are expecting, you are hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them to you in the future. All right. So for example, you are hopeful that Allah will bless you with a healthy child. You are hopeful that Allah will give you a long, healthy life. You are hopeful that Allah will give you the ability to go for Umrah, to go for Hajj, right? You are hopeful that your child will become a hafiz, someone who has memorized the Quran. So you have all of these hopes and wishes for the future, right? And just having those hopes and wishes, that itself is also a blessing. Because when can you expect to have something good in the future? When you are in a position that when you have already received some blessing. So for example, if a person is married, all right, now they're hopeful that soon, inshallah, they will have a child. All right. A person is, a woman is expecting. So she is hopeful that inshallah she will have a healthy child. So the blessings of the future, they're also a blessing. Okay, Thirdly, there are those blessings which a person has, and he is even using them, but he does not even perceive them, does not even realize that they're there. SubhanAllah. So to summarize, these are the three types of blessings are what? The blessings which you have, you are enjoying, and you know, you recognize them. Secondly, blessings that you don't have yet, but you expect in the future. You know, inshallah, you are very confident that Allah will give you. You are looking forward to having them. And then thirdly, those blessings which you have, which you are using, but you do not even realize that you have them. So when you are grateful to Allah, then you are being grateful for all of these blessings. Now, of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the first and most important one is the blessing of Islam. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي Islam is called Allah's blessing. The teachings of Quran and Sunnah, these are also a blessing of Allah. Allah says, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Remember the favor of Allah on you, and especially what Allah has revealed to you of the book and wisdom. Quran is a blessing. The teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are a huge blessing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is a blessing for us. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah has bestowed a huge favor on the believers when he sent among them a messenger. Then the ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in our religion, that is also a blessing. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions wudu and then tayammum. And then at the end of the ayah, Allah says, وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ Allah completes His blessing on you, meaning by giving you so much ease and convenience in your religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfecting His favor on you. Life is a blessing. The limbs that we have in our body that we can use in so many different ways, and the different faculties that Allah has given, the ability to hear, see, think, all of these are blessings. And if you think about it, when even a small thing goes wrong, or it doesn't function, it malfunctions in the body, whether it is that there is an increase of a certain hormone, or a deficiency, or certain connections are not forming properly in the body, any kind of malfunction, disruption, what does it do? It can cause so much harm to a person. So the body that Allah has given us, every part, everything about this body is such a huge blessing. And when you study any aspect of the human body, whether it is psychology or it is any aspect of the physiology, you are amazed at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. And we don't even know. We don't even realize. Health is a blessing. The time we have, that is a blessing. Even the joy we feel. Sometimes we're in a good mood. That is also a blessing. We learn in the hadith. And when people, their hearts are united. So for example, people of a family are very friendly to one another. They are loving and supportive of one another. Or people who work together, that is also a huge blessing. The sustenance we receive from up above, that comes down from the sky, that we receive from below our feet, meaning that grows from the earth, this is also a blessing. The children that a person has are a blessing. Wealth is a blessing. Even mountains, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Mursalat, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا Among all of these blessings, even mountains are listed. SubhanAllah. The blowing of the wind is a blessing. Because without it, what would happen? Clouds would not move from one place to the other. How would there be pollination? And how would ships sail? And how would we have trade? Rain is a blessing. The fact that ships sail, that is a blessing. different modes of transportation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us, they are a blessing. The animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for our benefit, they are a blessing. The different types of foods, clothing that Allah has given, and the different blessings of different colors, different shapes, different shades, different kinds, all of them are a blessing. Can you think about it? For example, colorful birds or colorful insects. The other day I went for a walk and there was an emerald green insect that I saw, and such a beautiful color. I was amazed because the forest was still dead. It's still relatively cold over here. And all of a sudden there was this tiny bug, emerald green, such a beautiful color. And you wonder, these colorful creatures Allah has created, yes, for different reasons, but also, as Allah tells us in the Quran, that He has subjected all of these things for us. So we find joy in looking at the different colors. Subhanallah. That bug, I don't know what its name is. I don't know what it eats. I don't know what kind of a bug it is, whether it lives here or it came from somewhere else. Allahu A'lam. However, I found joy in just looking at that bug, just the color of its wings or whatever. It was so beautiful. So this is also a blessing that we fail to recognize. Then the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals our sins and He does not punish us right away, He doesn't hold us to account right away for our sins, that is also a blessing. And there are so many blessings manifest, hidden, and even when we are able to remember something, that is a blessing. Ibn al-Qayyim said that sometimes a person does not realize what blessings he has. And a person closes his door and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends those people to him who knock at his door and ask him for something. And so he remembers that, yes, I have such and such, so I can give it to him. Subhanallah. For example, you may have a sweater or shawl or a jacket, something hidden away in your closet, or maybe something packed away in your basement. And then over the years, you forget about it. And then, somebody comes and asks you that, do you know where I can get such and such from? And then you remember, oh, I actually have one. I can actually give it to you. Being able to remember that you have something, that is also a blessing. Because now you can actually do something with that. You can give it, you can gift it, or you can sell it, or you can make use of it in one way or another. And if you did not remember that you had that blessing sitting there, and it just sat there, and it got wasted over time, then this is a loss. Loss of an excellent opportunity. So these are all blessings of Allah. Now, shukr is incredibly important for us because, first of all, we see that Allah Azza wa Jal Himself is very appreciative. Allah Himself is shakur. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ He's very appreciative. Meaning that He acknowledges the good deeds of His slaves. He acknowledges their effort and He rewards them very generously. He raises their ranks. He appreciates their gratitude, so He multiplies good things for them. On the Day of Judgment, He will not reward with one reward for one good deed. Rather, He will give the reward 10 times more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so appreciative that He praises His slaves before His angels in the highest gathering. So any little good deed that a person does for the sake of Allah, Allah appreciates it. We learn in the hadith that once a man was walking on a road and he found a branch, a thorny branch, and he removed it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated that and Allah forgave him. The prophets of Allah were grateful to Allah. We learn about Ibrahim alayhi salam, shakiran li an'umi, grateful for his blessings, any the blessings that Allah gave him. Nuh alayhi salam, innahu kana abdan shakura, he was very grateful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would stand in prayer until his feet would swell. And when he was asked, why do you do so much? He said, Afala akunu abdan shakura? Should I not be a grateful slave? Even Angel Jibril, he showed gratitude to Allah when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose to drink milk instead of wine when he was presented both on Al-Isra. So the righteous slaves of Allah, they show gratitude to Allah. They are grateful to Allah. In fact, we learn, وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is deserving of praise in the skies and the earth, meaning by everything. And we are taught that, yes, we should worship Allah, وَعْبُدُوهُ, and along with worship, وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, be grateful to Him. So we should worship Allah. Yes, we should pray, fast, etc. But then we should also increase in saying Alhamdulillah, in showing gratitude to Allah. Balillaha fa'bud wa kum min ash-shakirin. Only worship Allah and be of those who are grateful. And Ibn al-Qayyim said that the entire religion is based on two things, dhikr and shukr. Because Allah says, fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Remember me, I will remember you. Washkuruli wa la takfurun. Be grateful to me, do not be ungrateful to me. And this is the two main pillars of our deen, remembrance of Allah and gratitude to Allah. And a person is always in one of two states. Either a person is in a state where they are enjoying a blessing, and for that they should be grateful, or they're in a state where they have, wronged themselves and they're in need of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that also, we should be grateful that Allah gave us the ability to recognize and turn back to Him. And Allah taught us a way of seeking forgiveness from Him. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about changes in the world, for example, the night comes to an end and the day begins, the day comes to an end, the night begins. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about all of these changes? So that we become grateful, so that we realize the blessings that we have, because we only realize the blessings we have when they go away. So, for example, when the night comes to an end, then we realize, oh, the night was a blessing. I could have prayed, right? So then you look forward to the next night so that you can pray in a more better way. And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many blessings is so that we show gratitude to Allah. And the best slaves of Allah on the Day of Judgment are those who are grateful to Allah, al-hamadun, those who praise Allah the most, a lot. And on the Day of Judgment, we're going to be asked about our blessings, that what did we do with them? فَأَيْنَ شُكْرُ ذَلِكَ? Where is the shukr, where is the gratitude for all of that? For the fact that Allah gave us means of transportation, families, etc. Where is the gratitude for that? We're going to be questioned about our gratitude. And we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we receive a blessing, the moment we feel a blessing, Adam alayhi salam, the first words he spoke were Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We learned that as the soul was breathed into him, and his nose came to life, he sneezed. And when he sneezed, he said, Alhamdulillah. These are the first words spoken by a human being, Alhamdulillah. So it's essential that we continue with Alhamdulillah. And when the believer departs from the world, the believer says, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. At the time of departure from the world, also the believer is praising Allah. The people who enter paradise, they will say, Alhamdulillahilladhi hadana lihada. Alhamdulillahilladhi adhaba anna alhazan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The people of paradise will continue to glorify and praise Allah out of gratitude. So we have to be used to that. We have to make a habit right now. And remember that when a person is grateful, then the benefit is that gratitude benefits a person themselves, first and foremost. It makes you happier. It secures your blessings. It brings you the approval of Allah. It increases your blessings also. We learn Hasan al-Basri, he said that When a person is not grateful for the blessings that they have, then those blessings are turned into punishment. Subhanallah. Yani the same thing that used to bring you joy once upon a time now will become a means of torture for you. Wal-iyadu billah. So if we want to preserve our blessings, we have to show gratitude to Allah. And he said that the people used to call gratitude muhafiz. Muhafiz meaning one that preserves and guards and secures blessings. So if you want to preserve the blessings you have, then show gratitude to Allah. And the person who shows gratitude to Allah has a very high rank near Allah. In a hadith we learn that the person who eats and is grateful is like the person who fasts and is patient. Subhanallah. You see, some people are not able to fast in the month of Ramadan. So when they're eating, they're feeling guilty. Or when they eat, they feel horrible about themselves. No, don't lose that opportunity. As you eat, show gratitude to Allah. Say Alhamdulillah. And with shukr, you can reach the same level as that of the fasting person who is patient. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from trial and tribulation and give us blessings on which we can be grateful. Mutarrif, rahimahullah, he said that I prefer that Allah should give me blessings on which I am grateful than that Allah should test me and I am patient. And he liked the path of gratitude more than the path of patience. Why? Because patience is harder. It is definitely harder. So, and since you can reach the same level with gratitude, then why not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the easy way? And the person who is grateful, then such people are saved from the punishment of Allah also. We learn, ni'matan min indina kadhalika najzi man shakar, that Lut alayhi salam, he was a grateful slave of Allah, and so Allah saved him. And Allah will reward those who are grateful very generously. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And those who are grateful, when they say Alhamdulillah, we see that Alhamdulillah is something that fills the scale. The reward is massive. And when a person says Alhamdulillah kathira, the reward is so much that the angel did not know how to record it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, write it exactly as it is, Alhamdulillah kathira. And Allah will give the reward for it. Now, how can we show gratitude to Allah? We can show gratitude to Allah by showing more obedience to Him, by showing love, by having love for Allah, by acknowledging the blessings of Allah, by praising Allah for those blessings, by using the blessings of Allah correctly, by talking about the blessings, and He mentioned them. And really think about it in your conversations, whether it is with your family, your friends, your children, your parents, your spouse. What do you talk about? Is it just things that are not working? Or do you also say Alhamdulillah for the things that are working? Remember that the best slaves of Allah on the Day of Judgment are Hammadun. So be of those who say Alhamdulillah a lot. So verbally express gratitude. Secondly, feel gratitude in your heart. Remember and recall the blessings that Allah has given you. And feel those positive thoughts, and emotions. Thirdly, use the blessings in ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. So for example, if Allah has given you the blessing of a good phone that is very fast, the colors are very bright, etc. How are you using it? For what? Are you listening to good things? Are you watching good things? Or are you wasting your time on it? Think about it. Because when people are ungrateful, then this is a big loss. This means that a person is a target of shaitan. Because shaitan said that لَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, that, oh Allah, you will not find many of the people to be grateful. So if a person is being ungrateful, then this means that shaitan has very strong influence on them. And Such a person is a companion to shaitan. When people are ungrateful, then they bring about they invite on themselves the punishment of Allah. And when people are ungrateful, then their blessings will be ruined. Because of ingratitude, people are covered with trials and tribulation and problems, so that they wake up and they leave their ingratitude. So ingratitude, it is only something that makes things worse. A person typically feels ungrateful when things are hard, right? So if in that situation you begin to think negative and you begin to show more ingratitude, then you're only making things worse for yourself. And if you stop yourself, you say, no, I am not completely deprived. No, Allah has saved me from this and this and this. Allah has given me this and this and this. And you deliberately, consciously take yourself toward the path of gratitude, you will feel better. And you will invite more blessings of Allah. And we can show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at many different times. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us that, the people of hell, many of them are who? Women. What's the reason? The reason is not that they are women. The reason is that many women show ingratitude. They're ungrateful. This doesn't mean that men are not ungrateful. Even they can be ungrateful. But this is very common in women. So we should be extremely conscious of this, and show more gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also to the people in our lives. We can express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially first thing in the morning, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say on waking up that Alhamdulillah alladhi afani fi jasadi wa radda alayya ruhi wa adhina li bi dhikri, that all praise is due to Allah who healed me in my body. Or afani fi jasadi also means that Allah protected my body, and He kept it safe and sound so that I was able to wake up, and returned to me my soul and permitted me to remember Him. What a huge blessing. We begin salah with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In ruku' also, we say Subhanakallahumma Rabbana wa bihamdik Allahumma ghfirli. After salah, we say Alhamdulillah 33 times. In the morning, in the evening also, we show gratitude to Allah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi. We learn that when we eat, even a bite of food, even a sip of a drink, we should say Alhamdulillah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that. So yes, we can say, the dua for after eating, after we have finished our meal, but we can also say Alhamdulillah, with every bite or every few bites. And really, as you enjoy the different flavors in your mouth, the different types of food, especially, at iftar time, for example, you take a sip of water, say Alhamdulillah. You eat that sweet, delicious date, say Alhamdulillah. Then you have that savory, nice pakora, say Alhamdulillah. Then you have the fruit salad, say Alhamdulillah. With every type of food that you have, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah is pleased with his slave who says Alhamdulillah while taking a morsel of food. A morsel of food and while drinking. And yes, you can say the dua after you complete your meal, but also while you are eating. And as you enjoy every bite and the different flavors, the different textures, the sip of that nice, perfect temperature coffee, perfectly flavored, the perfect coffee, as you're having it, every sip you enjoy, say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. After eating, we learn when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his food was taken away, meaning after he had finished eating, he would say Alhamdulillah alladhi kafana wa arwana ghayra makfiyin wala makfurin. Praise be to Allah who has satisfied our needs and quenched our thirst. Your favor cannot be compensated or denied, Ya Rabb. We cannot compensate. We can never thank you enough, and we cannot do without this, Ya Rabb. And we learned that once Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, his mother gave him bread with some butter to eat. Okay, so simple. In fact, it wasn't even butter, it was oil, oil and salt. Okay, bread, oil, salt, that's all he ate. And when he ate, he said, "Praise be to Allah who has filled us with bread after our food had previously been only water and dates." Allahu Akbar. Yani, when we eat, so often we are thinking about, oh, the food is not like this, it's not like that, it should have been like this, it should have been like that. How come today we don't have any samosas? How come today we don't have any fruit salad? Yani, we tend to complain a lot. And look at Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that he's being so grateful for bread and oil and salt, because he's thinking about what he used to have previously. It was just water and dates, no bread. Now he can have dates. He can have it with oil and salt. Allahu Akbar. And we should express gratitude to Allah in every circumstance. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. And when someone asks us, "How are you doing? How's it going?" we should say, Alhamdulillah. When we, you know, when we look at our children and we realize that how they're healthy, they're good, say Alhamdulillah. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, Alhamdulillah alladhi wahaba li ala al-kibri Ismaila wa Ishaq, inna rabbi la sami'u ad-du'a. Years after the birth of his sons, he's saying Alhamdulillah for the blessing of his children. Any blessing that Allah gives you, any virtue, any privilege, say Alhamdulillah. You know, sometimes you have some kind of a special access to certain privileges. So at that time, you feel like, oh, wow, I'm the best. You know, I have this, I have that. You feel a sense of pride. No, feel grateful that Allah gave you that access. Allah gave you that privilege. When we sneeze, we say Alhamdulillah. And when we complete something good, at that time also, Alhamdulillah. When we go to bed, on going to sleep also, we should say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi kafani wa awani wa at'amani wa saqani walladhi manna alayya fa afdal walladhi a'tani fa ajzal. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Allahumma rabba kulli shay' wa malika wa ilaha kulli shay' a'udhu bika minan nar. Praise be to Allah who has given me sufficiency, has protected me, given me food and drink, been most gracious to me, and given to me most lavishly. Praise be to Allah in every circumstance. O Allah, Lord and King of everything, God of everything, I seek refuge in you from hell. Also, after salah, we should say, Rabbi a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. That, O my Lord, give me the ability to remember you, to be grateful to you, and to worship you in the best manner. Ask Allah for the ability to be grateful. Another dua we can make, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-thabata fil amr wal-azimata ala al-rushd wa as'aluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaima maghfiratik wa as'aluka shukra ni'matik wa husna ibadatik wa as'aluka qalban saliman wa lisanan sadiqan wa as'aluka min khayri ma ta'lam وأعوذ بك من شر ما تعلم وأستغفرك لما تعلم إنك أنت علام الغيوب. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised one of his companions that when you see people collecting gold and silver, then you should say these words. And when you see people eagerly collecting the things of the world and enjoying the riches of the world, then you should focus on this. And what is this? That, O Allah, I ask you for steadfastness in all affairs. And in all my affairs, give me the ability to be steadfast. Not that if I get a little bit of wealth, I begin to forget you. And al-thabata fil amr also means steadfastness in the matter, meaning in the matter of Islam. So make me steadfast in Islam. Wal-azimata ala rushd. And I ask you for determination in following the right path. Because sometimes we lack that determination. We become shaky. We become weak. And I ask you for things that bring about your mercy and necessarily bring your forgiveness. I ask you for gratitude for your blessings. And I ask you that you give me the ability to worship you beautifully. I ask you for a sound heart and a truthful tongue. I ask you for the best of what you know. And I seek refuge in you from the worst of what you know. And you know everything. So if there's anything evil that you know of, then I seek your refuge against that. And I seek your forgiveness for what you know, meaning for the mistakes I have made, the wrong things I have done. Ya Allah, forgive me for that. Indeed, you are the knower of all unseen matters. Another dua we can make, Rabbana aslih baynana, wahdina subul as-salam, wanajjina min al-ghulumati ila an-nur, wasrif anna al-fawahisha ma dhahara minha wa ma batan, wabarik lana fi asma'ina wa absarina wa qulubina wa azwajina wa dhurriyatina, wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim, waj'alna shakirina li ni'matik, muthnina biha, qailina biha, وأتممها علينا. In this dua, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make peace between us and to guide all of us to the right path, to the path of Islam, to bring us out of darkness into light, to turn away all forms of indecency from us, whether they are apparent, visible, or hidden, private. And we're asking Allah to bless us in our hearing, our vision, our hearts, our spouses, our children. We're asking Allah to accept our repentance from us, because it is Allah who is At-Tawwabur Rahim. And then we ask Allah that waj'alna shakirina li ni'matik, that O Allah, make us those who are grateful for your blessings. Because there are so many people who are not grateful for the blessings of Allah. Ya Allah, make us grateful for your blessings. Muthnina biha. Make us such people who praise you for it. And some people recognize the blessings, but they don't do thana. They don't praise Allah. Qa'ilina biha, those who proclaim it. Some people are too shy to talk about the blessings that Allah has given. They're too shy to say Alhamdulillah. They're too shy to acknowledge that Allah is the giver of all blessings. So give us the ability to be grateful, to praise you, and to openly acknowledge your blessings, talk about them, and then perfect your blessings on us. Ameen. Another dua we can make, Rabbi a'inni wa la tu'in alayya, wansurni wa la tansur alayya, wamkurli wa la tamkur alayya. That, O Allah, O my Lord, help me, do not help against me. Grant me victory, do not grant victory over me. Plan on my behalf and do not plan against me. Wahdini, guide me, wayassir hudaya, and make my guidance easy for me. Wayassir hudaya ilayya, wansurni ala man bagha alayya, and help me against those who are unjust to me, who act wrongfully to me. Allahumma ja'alni laka shakiran. O Allah, make me someone who is grateful to you. Dhakiran lak, shakiran lak, dhakiran lak. Someone who is grateful to you and someone who remembers you, mentions you. Rahiban lak, someone who is afraid of you. Mitwa'an ilayk, mukhbitan aw muniban, and someone who is obedient to you, someone who mukhbit, any humble before you, someone who turns repeatedly towards you. Rabbi taqabbal tawbati waghsil hawbati. O my Lord, accept my repentance, wash away my sin. Wa ajib da'wati, and respond to my dua. Wa thabbit hujjati, and make clearly establish my evidence. Wahdi qalbi, guide my heart. Wa saddid lisani, and make true my tongue. Waslul sakhimata qalbi, and remove the malice from my heart. Ameen. Inshallah, we will conclude over here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.